or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
I forgot where my mic was. Hey, g'day to all you great stewards of the land. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark. Well, central Oklahoma and eastern Oklahoma is getting hammered. There's actually flash flood warnings out up around Owosso, Sepulpa, and Tulsa right now. Not everybody got a rain overnight, but I think at least got a sprinkle. I had a half inch when I left my house early this morning, and it was raining when I left, so we'll see how that goes. Some people, looks like down around Hobart, down in that area, got some really good rain up towards Watonga, basically between Clinton and Weatherford. There was a line in there, got an inch or so of rain. The text line's wide open. Let me know what you got for rain. 580-225-9697. I don't care if you're in Slap Out or in Hollis or wherever. Let me know how much rain you got. Currently, here at the Elk City Mezzanette, there it is. It's 57 degrees. Humidity is 78%. Showing they got 0.39 inches here. They got 391 thousands here in Elk City. North winds out of the 17 miles an hour, 22 mile an hour gusts. Let's see what the temperatures are around our listening area here, because it's varying from one corner of the state to the other. Looks like Mangum, Oklahoma, you're the hot spot in western Oklahoma. It's 63 right now, 53 degrees at Arnett, home of the famous Lori Campbell. I actually just texted her to see how her recovery was going, and she said it was going good, but it seems like it's going really slow. But you know how hyper Lori is, so anything probably seems pretty slow unless she's doing it. So anyway, hope your recovery keeps going good there, Mrs. Campbell. Hope it goes good. 51 degrees at Slap Out, 52 at Buffalo, 52 degrees at Perryton, Texas, 57 degrees at Shamrock, Texas. Got to spend some time Saturday with a bunch of the guys from Shamrock. They could be the judge, they could be a lawyer, they were the highway patrolmen, they was what else, farmers, ranchers. Did everybody come over from Shamrock to Sayre Saturday for the annual Ryder Cup between Sayre and Shamrock? Sayre walked away with it, but I'm just going to tell you, it doesn't matter who wins that deal. There's so many good guys in that that play in that Ryder Cup deal between they call it the Route 66 blowout or shootout, and just a bunch of great guys from Shamrock, and it's fun just to be around them. So anyway, thanks for coming over, guys. We'll see you over in Shamrock this time next year, probably. Looks like the coolest spot in Oklahoma right now is Boise City at 47 degrees, and the forecast looks great. I'll have more on that. More rain in the forecast is coming towards the end of the week, and more rain next week, so the pattern is changing up just a little bit. Well, I got to tell you about some of my adventures first before we get into agriculture news. So Friday afternoon, Gabe, my boss here, we went over to the Arrowhead Center over here, the new one that just opened up here not too long ago. Master Sergeant Earl Plumley came in and spoke to some citizens from basically wherever, not just necessarily Elk City. The Elk City football team was in there. The intermediate choir from Elk City school was there to sing a song for Sergeant Plumley. It was great. He got up and told the story like it was. I mean, he didn't get too gory with his details, but he told it exactly like it was. He was very well spoken, and it was great. And then I think, yeah, then the next day, if you guys were at the OSU football game at Stillwater, he did the Orange Power deal to get the game started, and it was great seeing him do that. And so anyway, big salute to that man. He's a brave individual, but just a good old Western Oklahoma born and raised kid from here. So anyway, it was great to see that. And then Saturday, I've already talked about, we had the Ryder Cup and checked the cows and did some on that, and then went to bed early so I get rested up for yesterday. Went and moved some seed wheat around so it wouldn't get rained on last night. But then my real adventure started yesterday evening. They started thrashing some peanuts over there at Hex at the Bobby Martin's place. Chad was over there running the combine. Bobby was dumping. But I pulled in there, and there was a bigger crowd there at that peanut field than you see at most coffee shops in the morning. David Davis was there and his wife, and Joe Harden, my boss Blake Brewer, and who else was there? Somebody else. Casey showed up. Yeah, Casey Thompson showed up. And then I followed a truck in that got stuck in the gate going into one of the other pastures, so I had to go pull him out. Empty trailer for peanuts. But yesterday, I'm not going to lie to you, is the first time I've ever seen a farmer try to big ox his ground with hay spikes on the front end loader. It was a treat to see, and everybody got to see it. But anyway, I won't name any names. He knows who he is. The guy driving the dump trailer with his dad's tractor. He tried to big ox the sand fields there by the gate, trying to move a bale of hay out of the way, I think is what he was trying to do. But anyway, he finally got it out of the way. But the results of those hay spikes, not that good. Anyway, luckily his dad was there to see it, because Joe Harden goes, "Did we just see him really do that?" "Yep, we did." So anyway, hey, that's the fun thing about farming. You can make fun of somebody and they won't get too mad at you, I don't hope. So I'm baling the hay. My job's to bale the hay for Bobby, and I got over there this morning about 2:30, and boom, before I even got the first bale baled, it poured down rain, torrential rain on me. And anybody that's ever baled peanut hay knows that it can take a lot of moisture, but a torrential rain's not the way to do it, because I've baled a lot of hay in a fog with it misting, and it bales perfect. Peanut hay is really dry, and it's hard to put up sometimes, but man, it was baling perfect when I started, but it wasn't too wayno when I got done. So anyway, come back home about 4 o'clock, took me a power nap, and got up and went and checked the cows and the weaning calves I got going over here West Elk City. Got them all done. So anyway, wasn't that exciting of a weekend, but it was a good weekend. And I got to get a big pat on the shoulder. We cooked Kansas City strips for the golf tournament Saturday, and I got them right there in Sayre, Oklahoma, at the Route 66 processor there, and they were awesome. They were some of the best steaks I've had in a long, long time. And thank you, Brian, and everybody over there for providing us good meat. Even the boys from Texas enjoyed the steak, cooked them out there on the grill. And what else is there? Oh, yeah, I forgot to announce early last week, they're probably closer to 550,000 pounds now, but Route 66, they started fired up here about a year and a half ago or so, and they've processed over 500,000 pounds of beef through that place over there. So congratulations on that landmark of 500,000. You know what that tells me? One thing I'm thinking is people are getting the message to buy beef locally from this, raised locally and fed locally from a local rancher or farmer, and get it processed locally. I mean, we got new processing plants. We got good ones. I'll just rattle off some. We got Quartz Mountain at Altus. We got Wellington. We got Shamrock. There's a new one, I think, in Wheeler. There's a new one in Thomas. I think that's South Canadian processor. We got Bex and the Butcher Block and Ray Shones and Keith's Meat Market, Route 66. And I know I'm going to miss some. Sorry, you, guys, if I don't have it wrote down in front of me, my brain's a fog during the show because I'm focused on everything else. But anyway, it seems to me like it's working really good. So you guys, Christmas is coming up. You need to buy your kids or grandkids something for Christmas. Buy them a quarter or half of beef. We got Tucker Family Beef out at Sweetwater also. I mean, what a great Christmas gift that would be for your kids, because things are not going down in prices here lately. And also, if you're a company and you want to buy something for your customers or your employees, what better thing than to get them buy some beef here that was raised locally and processed locally. How's that? So again, congratulations to Route 66. Well, let's take a quick break here, and I'll come back. I'll get you updated on the grain markets, and we'll do cattle later on in the show. I got your North Long Ranger, Northwestern Oklahoma forecast for you, and then later on this, after that, I'll have your Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger for the Southwestern Oklahoma and Eastern Texas Panhandle forecast for you. Be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Red Angus is probably most commonly known for the maternal breed. More maternal type cows. A heifer lays down, has a calf. She goes over and gets the calf up instantly, and the calf goes to nursing, and they're very protective of their calves too. Benji White, B&L Red Angus. BLRedAngus.com on Facebook. Follow us at B&L Red Angus.
Lori White, B&L Red Angus. BLRedAngus.com. You can find us on Facebook by searching B&L Red Angus.
Good afternoon to all the great stewards of the land. Drew Cobb here with your Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, October 14th. 1,944 head were sold. 5 head of steers at 442 brought 181. 9 at 502 brought 176. 6 at 554 brought 151. 7 at 599 brought 158. 6 at 653 brought 143. 17 at 696 brought 162. 5 at 792 brought 146. 3 head of heifers at 357 brought 160. 11 at 420 brought 161. 7 at 485 brought 152. 6 at 571 brought 142, 11 at 636 brought 148, 8 at 663 brought 136, 7 at 703 brought 138, butcher cows were 31 to 7850, butcher bulls brought 7450 to 95, bred cows were 700 to 1360, pairs brought 925 to 1485. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma, sale every Friday at 9 a.m. You can sign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
If you're a farmer or rancher, you rely on a business that can help you get the things you need fast so you can get back to work. Everett's Welding and Repair in Bisai, Oklahoma is that business. They carry farm equipment, oil-filled cattle guards, and fencing supplies. How about a cattle chute or hay trailer? They've got them. You need welding supplies? They've got that too. Learn more at everettswelding.com or see their ad inside the Penny News. That's Everett's Welding and Repair in Bisai, Oklahoma.
When somebody has a claim, all they have to do is call our office. That's it. Tell me what happened, and then after that, we turn it into our claims department. We don't ask you to go out and take photographs of your vehicle. We don't ask you to do anything through an app. We turn that claim in, and our adjusters will contact you, and then we send somebody out to look at the vehicle. No matter where it may be, if you're at work, you know, we coordinate to fit your schedule. If it's something on your home, the adjuster will come out, basically do an assessment of the damage, but it's all in our hands at that point. You know, the customer's not asked to do anything. We're not going to ask you to go get any estimates or download any app take pictures, upload all that. That's our job. We take care of every bit of that.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
I was looking through the Penny News here, and I always read Jerry Nye. Anyway, this last paragraph on his deal's kind of funny. He said, two farmers were talking about college tuition costs. One asked the other, has your son's college education proved of any real value? The other said, after we paid for his tuition this time, his mother finally stopped bragging about him going to college. Anyway, if you haven't got your Penny News, you need to. There's all kinds of bull sales going on. The Red River Angus bull and female sales going on this Saturday. Pick up your copy of Penny News. They've actually got two ads in there, and check it out. And then also, somewhere over there in eastern Oklahoma, somebody's got 50 registered Hereford bulls for sale. 18 to 24 months old, ready to turn out. And fall breeding season's coming up, and all of them got Cavanese with excellent growth. And so, anyway, Monty Shockley, he's in there. So pick up your Penny News and look through there. I even see right there next to this Hereford Bulls, Ty Ford Ranch. I seen them at the Elk City, at the Arrowhead Center, him and his beautiful wife. They were there. Got to talk to them a little bit Friday afternoon. So, anyway, it's all good. Currently here in Elk City at the Gabe Gadget Mezzanet Center, 54.9 degrees, 82% humidity, and the winds are out of the north at 6 miles an hour here at the studio. And it's out in the real world outside the big skyscrapers here by the studio. There's some actual wind going on out there, 15, 20 miles an hour. Well, let's check out what's happening with the corn futures. December, 684. March is 689. So is May. Soybeans for November, 1378. January is 1387. And March is 1395. And I'm going to grab me a little drink of water out of my B&L Red Angus cup here. Ah, that's better. Soybean meal, December, 409.60 per short ton. January, 403.20. March is 395.10. Soybean oil, December, 72.27. January, 69.46. March is 66.67. Hard red winter wheat, December, $9.43. March is $9.42. Oats for December, man, they're taking a big hit today. December oats is $3.63. March is $3.74. Actually, today, cotton is in the green a little bit. Still under 80 cents. December, 79 cents a pound. And March is 78 cents a pound. Let's see what's happening with the cash grain prices at the elevator. All right, hard red winter wheat at the elevator is $8.94, corn $7.84, milo $7.19, and soybeans are $13.53 here. All right, let's go back to the cattle market here real quick. Live cattle, they're in the green today, so is feeder. October's 151.50, December's 153.82. February is 156.70, April 159.12. October feeder cattle 175.57, November is 178.90. Lean hogs for December 88.05, February 90.32, April is 93.60. All right, let's see what happened last week, ending October 21st in Texas and Oklahoma. At the stockyards everywhere, Texas, last week, compared to last week, feeder steers and heifers were mostly steady. Instance was $5 to $10 higher on lightweight calves. Trade activity and demands was moderate to good. Light rain fell across the panhandles to start off the week. Benefited recently, some recent planted wheat pasture. Slaughter cows and bulls were steady. Supply included 84% feeders, 14% slaughters, and the rest of them were replacement cattle. 5,734 heads sold in Texas last week compared to 5,700, about the same the week before. But last year, they sold about 6,400 head. Check out a few prices real quick here. Looks like a big set of 500-pounders was bringing average 522 weight. Was bringing high-end was 199.50. Some unweaned ones weighing the same, 173. That's the most I've seen difference, because that's almost, 26 cents difference between unweaned and weaned at the same weight. Some 628-pounders was bringing up to $1.81, and some 643-pound unweaned ones at 168. So it is really starting to separate from weaned to unweaned now. 700 pounders here. They had some fleshy ones that weighed 716, brought $1.60, and then they have some 822 pounders, $1.67, and some 985s brought $1.51. Let's slide on over to Oklahoma. Compared to last week, feeder steers mostly steady. Some instance they was up to $8 higher. Feeder heifers were $2 to $6 higher. Steer calves sold $2 to $6 higher. Heifer calves steady to $4 higher. Demand good and improved on all classes. Rains again fell in some areas across the state, with some seeing up to 2.5 inches. More rain is expected this week, and it's happening right now today. And there's a big cloud coming in across the Texas Panhandle right now. So I think this rain might get here a little earlier than they predicted tonight. Cattle futures traded mostly higher for the week, and cash slaughter cattle sold higher as well. This improving the mood of many, and this rain is helping also. Slaughter cows sold mostly steady to $2 lower. Decline on breaker cows. Slaughter bulls steady. Packer demand moderate to good. Supply was 81% feeder cattle, 17% slaughter, and 2% replacement. I'll tell you what I'm waiting on. I'm waiting on these heifers and these bred cows and these pairs and stuff to really start skyrocketing. I don't know when it's going to happen. There's not a lot of winter pasture going on right now, but sometime here in the next, I think, 8 to 12 months, personally, I think cows and heifers are going to be ridiculous high, just again like they was in 2015. So, anyway, 31,994 heads last week compared to 35,000 the week before, and it matched up almost identical with last year, 31,439 going through there. Let's check out a few of the prices of some steers. They had some fancy steers that weighed 343, brought 235. 379s brought high end was 218. And then they had some 425s. That was a big average there. 425, where'd you go? 210 was top end. Average was 190. Then we had some 472 pounders bringing up to $2. And then some 465s bringing up to $1.87. And those were unweaned. How about that? Anyway, we got that out of the way. We got there's the boss. He just walked in. I guess you guys checked out the drought monitor from last week that came out on the 20th at 8 o'clock a.m. Eastern time. Looks like Texas, the drought is expanding a little bit. It's still in the D1. Most of it's still in the D1 and D2. But there was a lot of white in the state the week before. Now it's just a little bit over there, down there towards Galveston, and then some over there towards El Paso. But Oklahoma, you're a different story. The whole state, except for basically Woodward, Ellis, Beckham, back down towards Lawton, we're in a D2. But the rest of the state is in a D3 and a D4 around Greer County. Southern parts of Beckham, Greer County, Kiowa, Jackson, Harmon, you're all in a D3 to D4, most of that being in a D4. So anyway, these rains will start helping, but from what I've seen, let me check it, double check it here. Down in southwestern Oklahoma, there we go. Around Hollis, between Hollis and Altus, looked like you guys got somewhere around a half to an inch in some certain spots, but a lot of Greer County and parts of Tillman County and just didn't get any. And then up towards Arnett and Ellis County, in that area up there, just a couple tenths maybe, but man, I'm telling you what, from Roosevelt to Hobart to east of Cordell, east of Weatherford, up towards Watonga, you guys got a really good rain, anywhere from an inch to 2 inches in that area there. So congratulations on that. But hopefully this next storm coming in will make things a little bit better. We'll take anything we got. We got cotton harvest going on, peanut harvest going on. I don't know how when they get back in the field, I'm going to prank call a couple of the farmers out there and catch them off guard and get them live on the show. See, especially them cotton farmers. Their cotton farmers are bashful. I don't know what it is. I think they got a secret out there that they're hiding from everybody, but I don't think so. And I know this year for cotton wasn't the greatest in the world, but there's some people out there harvesting some cotton, and we still want to check on them, whether it's good, bad, or the ugly. When I come back, I think I'm going to get a surprise guest on the phone with me and check out how some of the shooting went off at the 4-H shoot this weekend, over the weekend. And some kids here locally did really, really good. And we'll see if some of the other kids in our outlying area did good also. Well, anyway, hang tight and don't go nowhere. I promise you, you never know what's going to happen on the show. We'll be right back.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
They're built better. They're tough. It's heavier steel, rubber flooring. They're framed in differently. Their tires come 18 ply. You could drive through a mesquite patch. These things are just built to use out in the thick of things. If you're going to catch a cow out in the middle of a section, you're going to drag a huge trailer out there to her. Farmers and ranchers love Hughes trailers, and we've got them. Cattle King Manufacturing. We're 2 miles south of the golf course here at Elk City on Highway 6. On Facebook, just search Cattle King Manufacturing. 303-4246.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyards weekly cattle sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
Neighbor, this is Frank Lucas. When I'm not helping Oklahoma families in Congress, Linda has me working cattle on the ranch. Unfortunately, I've seen cattle with more common sense than what we're getting out of Washington. I'll fight Biden's crushing inflation, make sure our military stands second to none, finish the wall, and stand up for Oklahoma's common sense conservative values. November 8th, I'd be honored to serve you. Paid for by Lucas for Congress.
If you're like most people in business, you use a computer to get your everyday tasks done. And if something goes wrong with it, you're looking for someone to help you get it fixed and fast. These days, you can't function efficiently without one. Computers save us time and money. So here's my question to you. Who are you going to call when you have computer problems? The innovative technology team near Atwoods in Elk City can help. Wouldn't it be handy to call someone that's willing to come to you and fix the issue? You can even bring your computer in and they'll take a look at it. Think of the peace of mind you'll have. A team of computer people you can call when issues arise. And they will. Just pick up the phone, give them a call at 243-1559. 243-1559. They'll come right out and get you back up and running again. They have IT plans that'll work for any business. Innovative technology serving Elk City and the surrounding area since 1981. 243-1559. And check them out online at itlpros.com.
Ron Hayes here. Here's what the good folks are saying about SEI Agritech's Livestock Nutrition Center's feed and minerals.
Hello, this is Sean Wyatt. I have a cow-calf operation, and I buy my feed from Kent Watkins at SEI Agritech in Elk City. Kent will provide the best service possible. I highly recommend giving SEI Agritech a call about your feed and minerals.
If you want better feed and better results, visit SEI Agritech in Elk City, your local Livestock Nutrition Center authorized distributor, located on South Randall in Elk City.
America's beef producers have the best product in the world. From a backyard barbecue to a gourmet dinner at a four-star restaurant, if American beef is on the menu, you're in for some good eating. Our local beef producers raise a great product. As a financial institution, we're proud to be a part of it. Stop by and see us. Let's talk. First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre. Together we grow. Online at fnbec.bank.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Currently at the airport at Woodward, 48 degrees. Winds are out of the north, 14 miles an hour with gusts up to 18, and the humidity is 82. Today's forecast, or the Long Ranger forecast for all northwestern Oklahoma and the parts of Kansas, Oklahoma Panhandles. It's a big area up there. That's big country up there. Showers likely, 60% with a high of 53 today. Tonight, 20 to 60% chance of showers tonight. Low of 40. Tomorrow, sunny, 68. Wednesday, 69 and sunny. Thursday, partly sunny, 70 degrees. And then Thursday night, guess what? 50% chance of rain. And Friday, a high of 61 and 30% chance of showers. That is your forecast for up north. How's that? Well, I have a special gentleman on the phone with me. Matter of fact, he's one of those guys I was talking about earlier with these raising local beef, having it processed local. Are you firm believe in that, Monty Tucker?
That's all I put on my plate.
That's right. And I've had some of yours, and it's really good. So, anyway, but, man, you and Paul Hightower and other parents, I know there's others involved, but I know you guys because I work with you a lot. You guys are doing a great job with these kids.
Yeah, it's been a wild ride this fall.
How many shells have you guys shot this fall?
I looked the other day. I think we're over 8,500 targets thrown in practice.
Holy crap!
Out there just north of Sayre. So yeah, it's we burn our fair share of powder and lead.
Yeah, you do. What's the I've watched you guys and over the last 4 or 5 years for sure, but the kids that you guys had try out, I think it was either last year or the year before, I thought you can't get any more than that. Well, you guys smoked that record this year with kids trying out, didn't you?
I think our opening day, the day that we kind of had a welcome back, welcome to the club, here's what we're about, here's what we do, I think we had over 50 kids that day. And then as we kind of got more into it and other things happen, people get busy. We've had steady 35 in practice, and then we took, for Beckham County, we took a record number of kids to the trap shoot yesterday, and we took 27 kids to El Reno yesterday to compete in the state 4-H trap shoot. We took 21 Saturday to the Oklahoma City Gun Club for a skeet competition, so we're expanding these kids' horizons by shooting different disciplines and learning that it's paying dividends with college recruiters looking our way.
I know. What's how did you guys do yesterday?
All right, well I'll start with skeet. I've got it.
Oh yeah, that's
Saturday.
Yeah, Saturday, yes.
And yeah, we shot skeet at Oklahoma City Gun Club, and team wise our senior team, made up of Leighton Freeze, Mason Tucker, Reese Hightower, and Tanner Newton, placed third in the state. We were just a short four targets out of a runner-up position. Jackson County just ran away with it, though. Boy, they shot a solid game up there, and posted a huge score, but man, we were a close third. Then we had a seventh place team in Skeet on the senior division. As Landon Loberger, Caleb Stone, Alex Orgain, and Coy Capehart, they showed up and put a solid score up. And then a 10th place team of Tucker Walker, Corbin Burns, Connor Stuckey, and Jordan Hull. So it was their, those last two teams I mentioned, it was their first Skeet competition ever. So,
and they did great.
We're proud of
them. Yeah. Yep.
And then intermediate, that's kind of that middle age team-wise. Well, let's talk about individuals on senior were there. Leighton Freeze. He hung up a 43 out of a 50 in Skeet, and that was good enough to tie for seventh. That top 10 was tough to break into.
Yeah, 43 out of 57. There's no telling what the other.
Yeah, it took a perfect 50 to have won it. There was a 49, a 47, slug of 45, and if I go down the line, I think Tanner Newton put a 41 up. He tied 10th. And then Mason was down 17th. So then we can move into our intermediate team. Move on down here. Let's see. We had a third place in the state again on an intermediate team. And that's Basin Harmon, Carter Ripito, Brady Vaught, and Xander Van Giesen. And awful proud of them guys for getting really close to a score of 100 there. They did really good. And then we had a fifth place team that was Hudson Dyer, Tristan Easter, Jaden Acuna, and Evan, I can't ever say his last name, Weir Sema.
Well, I'm glad I didn't have to say it.
I still struggle with that one. So. And then individually wise, Dason Harmon wound up our third overall individual, and he put up a really nice score. And Dason always pretty solid on all disciplines. Carter Ripito come in 14th out of 40 some, and I think Brady was. Where'd Brady go? I lost him. That's your sugar man's grandson.
Yeah, I know. Brady Ball?
Yeah.
Yeah, his grandpa's really famous around Delhi area for having the only sugar cane in Oklahoma. What's you know what's impressive with me with all these names that you're reading off? A bunch of those kids, this is their first year. And wow, I can't wait to see what happens the next 3 or 4 years with those kids.
Yeah. Oh, we got Holden Hickey out of Roger Mills County. He come in tied 15th. We spent a lot of time with Holden, and proud of that kid too. That may have left Brady off. There he is.
Uh-huh.
He's down there at 20th. Okay.
Yeah.
I found him. So just a solid performance, and proud of those guys and that team. And then we had one junior shooter that showed up and shot Skeet, and that was Reed Tucker. And
who's his good, parents?
Somewhere out around Sunny Point. But he come in third overall as an individual in the Skeet competition.
He's taking it serious, ain't he? He has fun and takes it serious.
He is. We've really enjoyed watching him shoot the last 3 months. It's like he's just, the light has come on.
Yeah.
So, and when I talk about trap, we'll talk about that light coming on a little bit more.
Okay.
So, but that's pretty much our Skeet. Just awful proud of them guys. Let's see. Yep, I've mentioned there's our third place or fifth place. Yep, I got all our Skeet teams in, I think.
So tell everybody that's listening, because not everybody knows the difference between Skeet, trap, and sporting clays. Just do a quick breakdown.
It's confusing.
Yeah, it is. So tell everybody a little bit how you can, what's the difference?
Trap is a trap house out in the middle. You're 16 yards back from the thrower. That's called 16-yard line singles.
Okay.
You shoot one target at a time. They all come out of the same house, but they're on a random arc. So that target's coming out of there at about 41 to 45 mile an hour. And so you're shooting that target out there at about 30 to 40 yards. That's where you're finally breaking it. Skeet, there's two throwers. We call one a low house, one a high house. And you shoot a half moon pattern starting under the high house, work your way to the low house on a half moon pattern, and you get one target, and then you'll get a pair of targets that you shoot doubles. And then you go out in the very center of those houses, and they throw one just right over your head, and that's a fun one to shoot. So then we have sporting clay, and sporting clay is the golf of shotgun shooting.
That's my favorite.
Yeah, you walk a course, and you just have random. It's more set up to simulate a field, the field shoot game. There's rabbits bouncing, there's ducks landing, there's quail flushing, there's teals, there's just all kinds of targets coming from every direction. So we love it. But sporting clay is addictive. So
I want to go to a sporting clay range that's got geese and sandhill crane because they're all slow to take off. That's be my cup of tea.
Got to have at least one leg off the ground, right?
Yeah, maybe even throw a turkey in there.
And then there's an FFA, our state FFA shoots a deal called Five Stand.
Okay.
It simulates a sporting clay course, but you're all in one area. You don't walk a course. They have 10 to 15 throwers that throw random in each station you're in, so... So
that's good. That all sounds good. Yeah, that ought to clear it up for some people. Hey, Monty, you got a second? I'm going to take a break. And when we come back, we'll follow up on the trap. How's that?
Yeah, we had a great trap day.
Okay, we'll be right back after this.
This is Jerry Nunn, owner of the Woodward Livestock Auction. First sale last Tuesday, October 18th, we sold 1,288 cow bulls and calves. Thursday, October the 20th, we sold 3,254 calves of feeders for a total of 4,542 cattle for the week. Tuesday, better killing cows 68.5 to 81. Then cows bring 46 to 62. Bulls run 85 to 105. 3 to 5 year old open cows to breed 75 to 94. With our 2 to 5 year old bred cows, 1,000 up to 1,500. With our 5 year old bred cows, 1,325. 9 and older bred cows brought 1,125. 2 to 8 year old pairs, 1,385 to 1,625. Very good demand for these younger bred cows and pairs. On our steer cattle, 350 to 4-H steer, 201 to 218, 4 to 450, 175 to 199, 5 to 550 steers, 162 to 190, 6 to 650 off the cow, 150, 50 to 179, with the yearlings, 172 to 188, 7 to 750 steers, 162 to 177.5, 8 to 850, 161 to 177.50, and our 9 to 950, 160.5 to 168, 58 steers, weight 955, break 170.50. On our heifers, 350 to 4-weight heifers, 174 to 177, 4 to 450, 155 to 185.50, 5 to 550, 140 to 176, 6 to 650, 145.5 to 177, 7 to 750, 150 to 166.5, 9 to 950, 121 to 135. Very good feeder market, and calves, steer calves, 8 to 12 higher, heifers, 4 to 8 higher. But this Tuesday, October 25th, we got 30 black bred cows and pairs 3 to 8 years old. We got 50 other bred cows 3 to 7 years old. More by sell time. We'll see you this Tuesday, 8 a.m. sharp. Thanks again, Jerry Nine, and the Woodward Livestock Auction.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
With a small farmer or big farmer, if you can save, you know, a few dollars here and there over a course of a year or 2 years, it might be $1,000, it might be $2,000, it might be $50. I would like to keep my $50 and spend it on something else that I enjoy. I mean, that's the way my mind works. If I can save a few cents here and there, and at the end of the year I have $1,000 more, then I get to go enjoy it. Our company is called Flow Fuel. We deliver fuel to farmers and ranchers around western Oklahoma. We have a 50-mile radius that we have free delivery, 500 gallons or more. If you want under 500 gallons, then we have a minimal charge.
500 gallons and free delivery, I mean, you know, you can't ask for more than that. My name is Jamie Washburn.
My name is Daniel Bennett. Our company is called Flow Fuel. Call 339-8111.
Call 339-8111.
I wanted to know why some people who get COVID-19 get it so bad. I found out it may be because they have a high risk factor, such as heart disease, diabetes, being overweight, smoking, and asthma. Even if symptoms feel mild, these factors can increase your risk of COVID-19 turning severe. So if you're at high risk and test positive, there are things you can do, like asking your healthcare provider if an authorized oral treatment is right for you. Learn about an option at treatcovid19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
This hour's weather brought to you by Hobart Farm and Garden.
Every farmer and rancher knows nutrition is key when it comes to getting the best out of every animal. That's why you need feed that's built the reputation on providing the best nutrition possible. iPro Feed's commitment to nutrition is unwavering. Buy the best and get the results you deserve. Hobart Farm and Garden is your local iPro Feeds dealer providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, or sacks. Visit them online at HobartFarmAndGarden.com.
Good afternoon, all you great stewards of the land. This is your Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, October 17th. I'm Drew Cobb. 1,776 head were sold. 4 head of steers at 244 brought 205. 11 at 506 brought 152.50. 8 at 616 brought 171. 5 at 655 brought 173. 8 at 706 brought 172.50. 15 at 737 brought 169. 17 at 889 brought 167. 11 head of heifers at 379 brought 167. 3 at 507 brought 158. 5 at 558 brought 155.50. 7 at 585 brought 157.50. 40 at 672 brought 153.25. 20 at 765 brought 162. 44 at 777 brought 160. Butcher cows were 10 to 82. Butcher bulls brought 53 to 102. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction exit 71. Clinton, Oklahoma. Sale every Monday at 10 a.m. You can sign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
From pump to pivot, Valley Water Experts can provide efficient turnkey pumping solutions for large or small operations. From identifying a source to remote management, Valley Water Experts have you covered with the most efficient and cost-effective solutions for all your water management challenges. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. That's Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Your Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast for southwestern Oklahoma and the eastern Texas Panhandle today. 70% chance of rain showers, 61 for a high. Winds are out of the north. Northeast, 14 miles an hour with gusts up 17 to 20. Tonight, 80% chance of rain showers. 42 for a low. Tomorrow sunny, 67. Wednesday 68, sunny. Thursday partly sunny, 70. Thursday night a 50% chance of rain showers, and Friday 30% chance of rain showers. So anyway, rain is in the forecast. Mr. Tucker, did you get any rain out your way this morning?
Oh, 0.2 to 1/10. It looked good for a little while, but then it moved on. The sun started shining here.
Well, looks like, according to the radar, you got some headed your direction.
I'm ready. I'm ready. It ain't waiting on me.
I got a question for you off the text line. Gentleman asked, would it be interesting to hear about the guns that are kids are shooting. We got about 8 or 9 minutes, but I want to cover the trap. Is there anything crazy between the guns? Is it personal preference, or is there guns that the younger kids shoot better than what the older kids are shooting?
You know, we go to these competitions and see them all. You'll see a high-end gun, and you'll see a Winchester pump, you know, and I watch kids compete very well with all of them. So whatever gun fits you the best is the best gun to shoot.
Yeah, and that's right. I went to a sporting clay event up in Pennsylvania when I was working in West Virginia, and I showed up with my Browning 12-gauge pump, short barrel, 24-inch to be exact. And those guys come walking out of their Mercedes and their Tahoes, looked like they was gangsters with all these changing chokes every time they shot and all this crap. I was hanging right with them with that pump.
Yep. Yeah, it's hitting that target's more between your ears than it is down that barrel.
Yeah, that's very well said. Well, what's on your trap? You guys did really well on the 4-H trap.
Oh, we're super proud of our kids. Like I said, we took 20. I think we entered 27. 25 showed up. Our senior team. Last year, they edged out Canadian County in a shoot-off, and Canadian County came back at us with a vengeance. They were not going to let that happen again. Congrats to Canadian County. They won the championship senior deal, and our boys wound up third. That's Layton, Mason, Reese, and Tanner. Now, they come in. They only dropped 10 targets, and super proud of them. They come out there with that second runner-up this year, so... They were a little disappointed. They were hungry to repeat, but it just wasn't in the targets yesterday. The wind out of the south was brutal, but they hung in there and shot well. But we had another senior team placed fifth. That's Landon Loberger, Gunner Coffey, Caleb Stone, and Peyton Quinn. We're tickled to get a top 10 out of those guys. There was I think 27 senior teams this time. So
wow.
It was pretty competitive. 120 some senior shooters, so we're still pretty excited about their performance, and we'll take solid top tens anytime. On senior individual wise, we had a kid just kind of, he's been putting up some really good practice scores, and I mean he showed up yesterday. Kid named Tucker Walker from Sayre. He ran a 49 out of a 50.
Wow.
Wound up in a three-way shoot-off for first place, and the shoot-off didn't go his way. He wound up third, senior individual. Then this is how tight it was. You had three 49s, and you had like eight 48s. And Leighton Freeze and Caleb Stone and Nate Hickey, they all wound up in this shoot-off for 4th through 11th. And Leighton Freeze won that shoot-off, wound up 4th. Caleb Stone come in tied 6th. Nate Hickey placed 8th. We run on down. Mason Tucker come in. He come in 12th. We're proud of that. Gunner Coffey, 16th. We moved out. Reese Hightower and Tanner were tied in the top 25. So...
they still did great. It don't matter if they were third or 25th. That's tight competition.
And then intermediate was tough this time. We had a sixth place team. They tied sixth with Stevens County. And then we actually had two teams tied sixth. We had Jason Harmon, Carter Riptoe, Brady Vaught, and Xander Van Giesen. And they tied with Hudson Dyer, Jaden Acuna, and Evan Wiersema. So they were both a 115, and they edged out some good – we love our Roger Mills County kids. They edged them out by a target. Roger Mills, you had Holden Hickey, Dax LeGrand, and Rance McIntyre. And they were – they come in ninth on that intermediate team. Intermediate individual – that Dax wound up 7th overall, Dax LeGrand from Roger Mills. We had Jason Harmon tied 8th, and he tied with Holden Hickey out of Roger Mills for that 8th place. Hudson Dyer come in 12th, Jaden Acuna 15th. So, but now here's the fun team.
Yeah, looking at the pictures on social media, they were having fun.
This is our future team. This is our junior team, and now these are 10 and 11-year-old kids. And Reed Tucker, Parker Loberger, Caitlin Wood, and Cooper Roberts. You know Cooper.
Yep.
They won the state championship for the junior deal by one target. They edged out Kingfisher by one target. And those kids were absolutely ecstatic about it. And individually there, Reed Tucker is our state champion junior 4-H shooter. He come in with a 45 out of 50. And
that's pretty good for an 11-year-old.
He actually ran a straight. He had a perfect 25 straight on his second box. And that's his second 25 straight now in the last month. And that kid's just on fire. He's fun to watch. He's excited. He pumps up his teammates. And
oh, he's a fun kid.
Reed, Parker Lowberger, Cooper, Caitlin, there's a couple of Alphas boys. We're just going to watch these kids trade out that first place spot from now on, probably. So, pretty excited about them.
And
Go
ahead, sorry.
One of the best pitchers we took yesterday, and it makes your heart melt. Our senior team was hoisting up our junior team up on their shoulders.
Oh, I missed that one.
Yeah, well, we ain't got it up yet.
We're
saving that one for a little bit later, and we'll try to splash that one out soon. So.
Well, that sounds so great, and we got a couple minutes left here, but you guys are doing such a great job. But, you know, a lot of these kids are farm boys, but there's a lot of the city kids in here, too, involved. And I've seen, you know, Jackson County used to just dominate the state, and Beckham County. And I even noticed some that last shoot you guys had there a couple months ago, you know, Woodward and places like that. Everybody's stepping their game up, and Warsaw County over here stepping up, and it's fun. But tell us about these kids. Tell us about these kids from Beckham County that gotten scholarships.
I tell you, probably one of the things that makes my heart swell more than anything is 2 years ago we put three kids on a college scholarship.
Yep.
Colt Quisenberry, Clayton McGee, and Blakely Barnett.
Yes.
This year it looks like we possibly could have six kids going on scholarship to shoot at the next level. Really excited about Reese Hightower, just signed with Redlands.
Yep.
There in El Reno. Leighton Freeze signed his letter of commitment to Lindenwood, and that's where Clayton McGee is.
Yep.
He's super excited to go up there. And Mason Tucker has signed his letter of intent with Murray State and Tishomingo.
Oh.
So.
Well, congratulations to all those kids, and I'm excited, and we'll talk more on it. I ran out of time, and I appreciate you coming on and taking your time to discuss all this.
We appreciate all your support, Jimmy. Quail Forever, SIG, all our supporters out there, community, thank you very much for donating and spending time and paying attention to us.
All right. Talk to you later, Mr. Monty Tucker.
See you, folks.
All right. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark. We'll see you guys tomorrow. God bless.
Oh, come on. This is fun. Right? Isn't this fun? This is nice.
KEZO, Elk City.
It should have been just another day at